It's time for a WeChat workout. WeChat. Go to the Cliff Central account. Tap connect. Then message to show.
That life. All about lifestyle, relationships, cause, and get. From Cassie to the bird.
From Cassie to the bird.
We're back at it. What's up, guys? It's Black Life. My name is Timmy Shumasha, and I am taking you into all things Black-centric today. Welcome to it. We're only on cliffcentral.com, so don't go anywhere. And if you have the time, make sure that this evening you come through to the Cliff Central Studios and watch us unveil the Renegade. Before the show, though, of course, that was Mariah Carey with a brand new song. You know it's not a Mariah Carey song if she doesn't have that high note at the end, that... I can't get it. That's why she does it. It's Mariah Carey. But anyway, Black Life is happening today, and I'm very excited. Let me turn that up a little bit so you can hear me even better. Because today we have brand new things happening. We have new formats. We have two exciting and very beautiful ladies in the studio. Monobisi is going to be coming in a little later. He is rushing around making sure that things happen, not only for tonight's launch, but of course, on Saturday, we have the... Kirsten, how are you doing? I've got Kirsten in the studio, the managing editor of Black Life. How are you doing, Kirsten? A rather Black magazine, not the managing editor of Black Life, but the managing editor of Black magazine. And on Saturday, we've got the Black magazine Warrior.
We have the Black Gentleman's Club.
Oh, hold up. There you go.
Ah.
There you go. Yes. Say hello one more time.
Hi, everyone.
Say hello one more time. Okay, there you go. Sorry, guys. There's Kirsten. My bad. So what do we have happening on Saturday?
We have our Black Gentleman's Club going on a day out. And it's an urban warrior experience, which is really, really exciting. All the guys are very excited about
urban warrior. What is an urban warrior exactly?
Well, we're going to start off the day with a quick munch, and then we're going to go into some advanced driving.
All
right. So we're going to do 4x4s, and they can choose if they want to.
Okay, don't give too much away just yet. We're going to get into that. How to ride a bike. I don't want to give too much away right now because that is what we're going to be talking about a little bit later. And of course, coming up in the show as well, we're going to be cutting live straight to the capital. That is Tshwane. If you're old school like myself, you might call it Pretoria. And we're going to be catching up with Melanie. You know her as Hypress. And she's going to be telling us who's who and who's wearing who and who's with who and what's happening at the State of the Capital 2015 address. Lots of really exciting things happening for Pretoria. I'm loving our mayor right now, Khosientso Ramokopa, because he really wants to go all out and make Pretoria the biggest free Wi-Fi area in the world. Bigger than New York, bigger than London, bigger than even Tokyo. So he's going to be telling us all about that, how much money he's going to be spending on that, how much money he's going to be spending on youth programs, art programs, and so on and so forth. But before we go any further, the first thing I want to talk to you guys about is some of the things happening out there in the world of Black. Apparently, a guy was, I don't know if it was caught, because he wasn't caught. He did it on purpose. He lit a joint on SABC. In fact, our first bit of Black news this morning is all about dacha, as your grandmother calls it. We like to call it weed, though. And so there was a guy about 2 days ago who lit up a joint live on SABC TV during an interview. This gentleman, his name is Andre Duplessis, head of the Cannabis Working Group, has sparked controversy following his interview on SABC's The Newsroom. The activist appeared to light up a joint on the live broadcast with the SABC getting their knickers in a twist. I wonder what Cloudy's going to say about that. But I know that this SABC spokesman, Keza Kanyaho, said they were not able to confirm whether what Duplessis was smoking was actually marijuana. But whether it was marijuana or tobacco, they condemn his actions. Okay, I've got someone else in the studio here, a lovely lady by the name of Sky. Sky, how are you doing?
I'm doing so, so well today. Thank you for having me.
You got to speak right into the mic, my dear.
All right.
Hello. Let me make sure that... Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Fantastic. So, Sky, what do you think of this, man? I mean, even Morgan Freeman came out and said people must legalize weed.
Wow.
Are you free to speak about it, or are you afraid your mother's listening?
My mother's sitting right next to me, so that's
Oh, you see, we weren't
going to
give that away. Okay, that's fine.
No, you know what? I think that that's an incredibly controversial topic, and I think that... you know, there are awesome points on both sides of the story.
Okay, because you see, the other story is that there's a granny who was arrested for dealing in Dacha. This happened in East London. A 65-year-old granny from Dutswa has been arrested. Or let me say the proper Xhosa way, Dutswa. Has been arrested for being in possession of 3.8 kilograms of Dacha Eastern Cape police. Wow. I mean, 3.8 kilos, that's just like a Friday evening.
For you, maybe. I don't know who you hang out with.
Hey, I never said I smoked this stuff. I neither condone nor condemn the smoking of Dacha. That's all I'm going to say about it. But you know that Morgan Freeman is actually a renowned smoker of the holy herb?
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
And he is advocating for it to become legalized because he says that it's very good for helping him manage his pain. You know, he was in that accident a couple of years ago when he was caught driving around with someone that was his stepdaughter that turned out to be his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. And then they had an accident and he shattered his shoulder. So he says that the only thing that helps him manage the pain is smoking a joint about 3 or 4 times a day, which is pretty good.
I think it's better than getting completely wasted on alcohol.
I have to say I agree with you.
You're much more chilled out. You tend not to become aggressive.
You never hear of people getting beat up because they had too much dachatis, or beating each other up anyway because they smoked too much dacha.
They don't have the energy to do it.
No, they're like, nah, I'm not in the mood, guy. Like, I was going to be angry with you, but
I'm hungry instead.
Never mind. Let's go get something to eat.
Yeah.
Okay, so more news on this poor lady. Apparently, she was arrested at her shack. I mean, she lives in a shack. And this is probably the best way for her to make any money because she lives in a shack in Dutswa, and she was found with dacha that has a weight of 3.8 kilos with a street value of 4,000 rands. I mean, come on. For me, I just think that if we legalize, and I'm very strong about this, I believe that my opinion on dacha is this. If we legalize it, right, a lot more people would be able to make a living because a lot of South Africans, that's all they have really to be able to make a living. And if we allowed them to make a living by growing a natural herb that grows anywhere, you don't need to be a great farmer, we'd get a great cash crop out there. And I also believe, this is my conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed marijuana, let me call it by its scientific name, was criminalized by the Americans, right?
Right.
At the turn of the 19th century. Because the American slave plantations were making all their money from cotton, which is a competitor to hemp, which is actually a better product than cotton. So they criminalized weed or marijuana so that they could monopolize the cotton industry.
Right.
You see?
Right.
Thereby having to make sure that we can't use hemp in any way, and obviously we can't use marijuana for all its medicinal purposes. But at the turn of this past century, they decided to just decriminalize it a bit. I remember the best weed I ever smoked, I'm sorry I said that out live, I didn't inhale,
right.
was in the US, and it was, you know, medical marijuana. And my theory is this: they've been working on it in all their top universities with all their top young scientists, so that once they are ready to decriminalize it, they have figured out how to make the best strains of marijuana in the world, especially medical marijuana. They're going to charge us a premium because at the moment, a small bankie of American weed is about $100.
Oh my goodness.
Don't take my word for it. I read it up on the internet. It's about $100. So that's 1,000 rands.
Right.
That's more expensive than a Nurofen, right? A pack of Nurofen painkillers.
Or going to the movies.
So by the time we wake up, we would have destroyed a possible cash crop, and the Americans will then have monopolized another crop like they did with cotton.
But it's not just about smoking it. I mean, the first Ford cars, weren't they made out of hemp?
Well, some of the materials, you can't make the whole thing out of hemp because obviously it's not a metal. But hemp oil is just as good for making petrol or other forms of energy, fuel, so on and so forth. Hemp oil is also very good for many other things, like joint pain. You can
excuse
use
the pen.
Yeah.
Joint pain, yeah. You can use hemp, as you said, to make paper, to make...
I had a pair of shoes made out of hemp.
Canvas. Yeah. Jerseys, like cotton, shirts. You could have like, 500 thread count hemp sheets. That would be softer than any cotton sheets. And it's stronger and it's more versatile than cotton. Because
but that's the taboo, isn't it? The taboo is in the smoking of the marijuana.
It not is in the smoking,
in the
isn't it?
The THC or the hemp or any of that. Exactly. It's got incredible healing properties, but can you imagine you could just pop a THC pill to get rid of the pain rather than smoking it? Wouldn't that be better?
That might work for me because, you know, sometimes, you know, like your lungs is not really good for your lungs in the
Absolutely,
long run and
yeah.
that sort of thing. That would be a kind of weird, you know. Like I'm just gonna pop a joint pill,
and then
I'm
coming back to the party. Cereal.
And yeah, it was in my morning. My kids stole my hemp pills. You know, I mean, like, that's
that'll
just
be a
weird.
Tough one to explain to the lady.
But you know what? I think that's the way we're going. And did you guys know that in China they're actually making synthetic versions of weed as we speak?
Wow, really?
And of
course
it's very
they
dangerous.
Are.
Yeah, well,
of course they are.
If anyone was going to do it, they'll do it.
But I mean, at the moment, I think the whole thing with I suppose drugs and especially narcotics, not just drugs, because there's legal pharmaceuticals and illegal ones, is that. And maybe I'm being a little bit controversial, and you can help me here, Kirsty, because maybe I don't have any kids yet and blah, blah, blah.
Almost,
yeah. But I believe that if you legalize certain things, then at least you can legislate the safety aspects of it. As it is, anyone can make whatever they want, and especially with the synthetic marijuana that they're making, it's apparently particularly dangerous.
I can't imagine. They must mix all kinds of things.
They mix whatever they can, and they make it in really dodgy labs in China. I mean, you know, China. That should immediately just ring alarm bells.
I mean, that whole thing, if you look at Nyope, which is just scourging our country at the moment, and I mean, that's rat poison, heroin, and any number of things. So there is it is a controversial conversation, but there is an argument both for and against. But legalizing stuff does help control it.
It does. And then we don't have to...
And the states is quite a testament to that because various different states in America have now legalized marijuana and their issues surrounding drugs have reduced dramatically. So there is that. The criminal aspect of it does go away. However, how many more people are stoned? Maybe the criminals are just too chilled to do...
Well, I suppose if the criminals are stoned, what are they going
to
do?
They're too chilled to do anything bad.
They're chilling. Like, yo, man, I'm just chilling, man. You know, there's nothing for me to be able to do. So, you know, let's move on. Nonetheless, you know, we always talk about the show is about cars, motoring, girls, beautiful people, and so on and so forth. So we're going to get to that at a later stage. But right now, what I'd like to do is just talk about the latest motoring news that's come out. Well, it's not the latest, really. BMW has unveiled, and in fact, they've launched, and it's now available in South Africa, the BMW i3, as well as the BMW i8, which is basically electric-powered cars with a little bit of engine running them.
We spoke overpriced about them. Electric-powered cars, that's what you should say.
Oh, well, just guess who
no,
just walked into
the studio. No, but it's cool to plug in a car.
Why do you like plugging in?
It's so
you
cool.
You say overpriced. I mean, the technology in this is next level. So
yes,
obviously they're going to have
overpriced.
To price them at a certain level.
It's Is my mic on? I feel like my mic's
yeah,
not
your
on.
Mic
can you guys
on.
Hear me?
Your mic
yeah,
is so
clear.
On. We can
okay. Hello, hello, hello. Hello. So overpriced cars that you can charge every 2 to 3 minutes. So if you run out of, if you forgot to charge your car.
So let's say you're going to the state of the capital address today,
yeah,
to
yeah.
Pretoria.
Right.
And you get there and then like, oh dang, I ran out of electricity.
Yeah.
And does anyone have an
you
iPhone charger?
Are you gonna charge?
It's going to be like cell phones. You know
yeah,
how you guys use Android, right?
Yes.
So every 5 minutes you're asking somebody for a charger or you're trying to charge yourself. So it's going to be like having an iPhone or an Android phone where every 12 or what, 3 hours, you're like, does anyone have a charger?
I thought those batteries lasted for 12 hours of the cars.
No, yeah, but I mean, it's
well, it depends
the
what
batteries
you do with
might
it.
Last 12 hours, but bear in mind that it's about how far the range of the car is. Hmm. So at the moment, the range of both cars is not the longest. BMW claims that the range on electric in normal everyday driving conditions is 130 to 160 kilometers. Unfortunately, people who have bought these cars have realized that the actual number of kilometers is far less than that. It's actually at around I think at most 60 kilometers. So if you're trying to drive down to Durban, you're going to be in a bit of trouble.
And load shedding should make that particularly challenging.
Can you imagine you were load shed for like 3 days? Sorry, yeah, I can't come to work. I got no batteries for my car. It's
a great excuse.
Yeah, it's actually a great excuse. Why can't you come to work? Yeah. My car ran out of
for
electricity.
For once, Tumisha's like not going to ask me for something like, dog, do you have a charger? You know, whenever you like traveling. So every 12 hours, you need to charge. How do you take
but
your charge?
If you're in my i8, right, and we're driving somewhere, I'm like, dude, you can't charge your phone in here.
Notice how he's dropping names like he's in my
I-8. I'm just saying. Look, but you did
guys,
say.
Guys, I feel sorry for you. Shame. I really
1.7 million rands, Monabisi.
Yeah.
That's like what you make in a couple of hours.
That's
isn't
a G-Wagon,
it?
Dog. I'm just saying.
So you'd rather have a G-Wagon?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
But everyone's got a G-Wagon. Everybody and their tenderpreneur mother's got a G-Wagon.
So why must I have a rechargeable car?
Because no one else has it. I mean, imagine arriving at the Chisanyama on Saturday in Vana.
I love my
gadgets. And like you get to the car wash and like you're pumping your i8 and you're like, plug it up. You know what I'm saying?
No. I can see that catching on.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Are you guys just buying this because it's Dumisha saying it? Or like, like how do you find a cool person? I just need to go plug my car, right? Like, no, our date would continue.
That's next level.
It's a very like, Cape Townian thing. Exactly. I think it's not going like, to come up in Joburg
oh,
so much.
Don't knock. And remember what people said about Twitter.
You know
now it's all
saying?
The thing.
You know what
right?
Twitter. Me and Sky are on the same level here.
That's the problem.
Because we're next level.
That's the problem.
We're young at heart.
I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be the next thing that everyone's going to... You're going to be like, ah, man, I need to go get gas. And I'm like, ah...
I
need to go plug up.
Charge
up.
That sounds so.
No.
I can't
what are you
going to
say?
I can't even say.
Because Samizi's there and he'll kick your ass.
Hey, some
like
gaga!
I think he's gone home now
go
to
on,
rest.
Hey? What a crazy show, by the way.
Sleep off. Yeah, Samizi and Ellen are just totally wonderful and crazy.
Wonderful. Okay, that's not the word I had for them. But wonderful.
You have to be politically correct, my friend. Okay, we have to make sure that we get hold of Melanie just now. So could someone organize that for us, please?
Okay. Oh, hi,
Palisa. How are you doing? We need to get hold of Hypress, Melanie. Because she brings the hype. She's the Hypress wherever she goes.
Yeah.
So if we could just give her a call, she's waiting for us right now. And I'm glad you made it because what we're going to start with is you are going to tell us. You and Kirsten are going to tell us what's happening this weekend at the Urban Warrior.
Kirsten, I think you better start because I'm too excited. Like to, you know, it's anyway.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Well, actually, all our gentlemen who've been invited are behaving a little bit like little girls because they're really excited. They're going to be doing this off-road advanced driving experience. Once they've done that, we're going to take them shooting.
Dimisha's not invited.
What?
Please.
Yeah, seriously.
Black people with guns?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's not invited. Like,
somebody might
allowed.
Get accidentally shot in the face. I might pull a... Was it a
Oscar.
Mitt Romney?
No.
Who was the American vice president who shot the other guy in the face? Was it Mitt Romney?
Why do we have to
I might
go
pull
overseas?
A Mitt
why
Romney.
Why can't we just use Oscar?
Because Oscar shot a girl. I'm going to shoot
but
you.
But you're a girl.
No, I'm going to shoot your ass.
Okay,
in
then we
the
got
face.
Two.
I'm going to shoot your ass in the face.
That's why you haven't been invited. And anyway, we have two really, really excellent teachers who are firearm experts. So nobody's going to shoot
awesome.
Anybody.
Okay.
The guys are going to learn how to shoot a handgun, a shotgun, and an assault rifle.
Because that might come in handy when you're driving your i8. Yeah. And
absolutely.
Then, you know, you're trying to get out of the driveway in Sandton because that's where you, most hijacking
that's
happen, not
when
in
you
hood.
Need an assault rifle.
That's
exactly.
When you need an assault
oh
rifle.
My goodness. So once our guys' testosterone levels are really high, we're going to move them in convoy to Glen Afrique, have a really cool, relaxed lunch, and an interaction with elephants. I mean, just to round off the day. I mean, that's a really
what
cool...
What a manly day.
It's a manly day out. Yeah.
But you end off with riding an elephant.
No, you don't have to ride the elephant. You just have to touch it.
Like a warrior. What's wrong?
Warriors ride elephants. Can't
yeah,
you
do.
Ride a lion? A lion?
Yeah, I want to fight a lion.
No, dude. No.
Okay. Is there going to be lots of meat?
Obviously.
Well, there's always lots of meat.
Obvious. No, because like you can't get there and like give them quiche, okay? I'm just saying, Kristen. Like that's not going to roll.
Well, you're like a vegetarian, dude. So like,
huh?
Why don't you just tell everyone you've gone vegetarian on us?
No,
huh?
I haven't. That was just like a short, I was testing it out and it just didn't work out.
Well, how
especially
long?
For my blood type.
An hour.
Yeah, I went vegetarian between meals.
So you had a banana. Well done.
But I did go to a vegan restaurant when I was in Cape Town. Hopefully they're going to bring it up here. And it wasn't that bad. I actually had a whole meal without any meat in it.
And
it
you
was...
didn't miss the meat?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I tell you what. It was one of those, because you know, as a black person, well, you don't know.
No, not
but
really.
Let me explain. As a black person, if you eat a meal, if you eat a meal and there's no meat, it means that it's like we're struggling. It's that time of the month and things are not that great. So it felt like, I was like, but I'm paying top dollar for this. Why was there no meat? It's not like we ran out of pilchards or something.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, no, no. We can't have that.
All right. Anyway, we got
Hypress on the
line. Hey, Hypress, how you doing?
Guys, what's up?
I'm good. You are out there in Pretoria right now. I'm the capital, Tshwane. And you are at the State of the Capital Address 2015. How's things and what's happening there? Who's there?
First of all, it's like 40 degrees out here, so I'm definitely coming like 5 shades darker.
You've always wanted to be there, no? Yes, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello,
but you're the original yellow bone.
She is the yellow bone. She introduced all the rest of them, so they all come after her. Huh?
So who's there? Who's there?
Well, the mayor's just gone on, so I've stepped off. So I'm kind of missing his speech, but I'll catch up to it just now.
Okay, because you got to keep tweeting and telling us what he's talking about. Okay?
All the cool kids are here. Black Motion is out here. What? The Uhuru Boys are here. The hottie Kaiser Motswang Jr. is here.
Wow.
What?
Making all the girls go gaga.
Hold up. Kaiser's not even from Tshwane. Why is he there? Is he just there?
Wants money.
To be seen.
Free Wi-Fi.
No, I'm not even from Tshwane,
guys. Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, tweet. Can you just download me a couple of movies and a few CDs
I'm
while you're there?
But don't tell my mom.
So hang on, how are people looking there? Because you know, Tshwane is the capital of fashion.
I'm going to give it to the guys this time. The ladies are very average. The men are looking so swagalicious. The Uhuru boys are like dressed up. The Uhuru guys are really looking looking dapper. Black Les is out here, the rapper guy. I've never seen him look so fly. So our entertainers are looking really good. The politicians are out here as well. They're looking suave as usual. But yeah, ladies, shame. We didn't do it this year.
All right. So where exactly is it happening? At the Union Buildings?
It's at Freedom Park.
Okay, Freedom Park.
Very central, yeah.
All right, cool. And what is going to happen after the State of the Capital Address? Is there going to be a lunch?
They're serving lunch, definitely. And yeah, it's a networking session.
All right.
Okay.
So they're going to serve some feedback from the people, getting to know the mayor. Yeah, one-on-one.
So when we're done with our show, we can just make our way to the lunch, Mel?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Guys, I've passed the kitchen to look what's happening. The food is looking good. Okay. You guys need to come through.
It's Pretoria food, so there'll probably be like a couple of chicken feet, Avzu, which is a quarter the
size.
Guys,
I went to a Prada launch the other day. I was like, guys, there's a chicken wing that kind of body my house.
At a Prada launch?
I mean, they were like little snacks. They were the size of a pea. I was like, guys, there's a chicken wing.
Because if you're going to wear a Prada, you have to like look like a stick figure. You're lucky they didn't give you cigarettes and coffee.
Yes. I have to save that money.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys enjoy it. Please keep tweeting and mentioning us so that we can keep up with what it is that the mayor is saying. Because I think everyone wants to know. I already told them that the mayor is going to be announcing that Tshwane is going to be the biggest Wi-Fi area in the world. That's just one of the things that he's going to be announcing. But I know that he's going to be announcing a lot of other really exciting developments for the city.
For sure.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah,
right.
Mel,
yeah, it's been a lot of great things.
Yeah, Mel, you do know you're like a self-appointed like PR/journalist
I'm on the ground.
The Black Life time. Yeah. So Black Life is sending you some love and keep tweeting and us know and we'll retweet obviously and tell them what Pretoria is doing. Shout out to your
great
work as well. We see
thumbs
you, Mel.
Thumbs up, Tshwane. Yeah, thanks, guys.
We see you, Mel.
Hashtag thumbs up, Tshwane. Thank you so much, Mel. Cheers. Enjoy the quarter for me. So there it is.
I don't think the mayor's going to be serving quotas.
Not this time.
No.
It's from Pele.
That's the problem. Have you guys heard that language? Yeah. There's like a foreign language spoken in Pretoria. It's not even part of the official languages. I don't know what they call it.
It's called Sipitori.
Bodai Deng, Bodamani, Dibra. You know,
that's awesome.
Like, what language? Like, why do you guys do that? You rape languages,
no,
dude.
No, what happened was, listen, what happened in Pretoria, you see, because especially if you come from a place like Soshanguve or even Mamelodi, right? Soshanguve is actually called Soshanguve because Sotho, Shangaan, Nguni, vendor. Makes up so sha nguve.
Wow. Every there day is go. A school day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Not that we care, but anyway, we'll just take it.
Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, shout out to Soshanguve, Sutu, Zulu,
Sutu Shangan,
whatever. Okay, shout out to you guys there.
Vendor. Yeah, so no. What happened is like all these people, and you're just separated by a street because back in the day, like you had to be separated because you can't live with the vendors. Oh my goodness. Or you can't live with the Zulus if you're Sutu. So you're like separated by a street, but as kids, you ended up playing together. But now you don't understand each other's languages. So in the Sutu language, there is South Sutu and North Sutu. And then there's Tswana. And you just mix those up with Zulu, and what do you get? You get Sipitori, plus Afrikaans, because half the people, you know, there are a lot of black people who spoke Afrikaans in Pretoria. Like, people speak English. It was normal. Mm. So that's why it's like,
like, you'll understand them, because they, well, maybe not the Afrikaans, or the, like, Afrikaans, like they've got a place in Soshanguve called Taliban.
and the Americans haven't found out about that yet.
Exactly. And no one's bombed it. No one's closed. No. You know,
that's how we roll. Eh? We have interesting
like
names.
Taliban, like Taliban. Jack Buddha.
Jack Buddha. Those are my spots, man. I take you there, Sky. You love it.
I'm so keen. I'm going to hold you to that. That sounds like a jam.
We'll hold you to that.
Wait.
It's a date. It's on.
I don't really go there anymore because then I'm a little bit.
Truth comes out.
It gets a bit awkward. Like, whose uncle is this?
Deep brought to me show
from. But anyway, since we're talking about food, guys, I think it's time for us to go into what's happening when it comes to dining out with Black Life. Nonchantla has been kind enough to compile for us some interesting places to go. I won't talk about Pigalle because we've all been there. Ne?
I was there actually day there before.
But
Pigalle Rosebank. Yeah, they had the Mont Blanc appreciation dinner.
Oh, excuse us.
Yes.
I'm surprised they didn't invite me because, like, you know, I got like some Mont Blanc stuff.
No.
Okay.
Fake stuff doesn't count as Mont Blanc stuff. The stuff you got in China and Taliban.
Because there's no difference. I got the real Mont Blanc, and I got someone from Mont Blanc should have invited me so I could see the real difference. And someone tried to sell me some fake Mont Blanc. I was like, no, I always buy my stuff, whatever. But Mont Blanc didn't invite me. Nonetheless, we're talking about Pigalle. So how was your experience there?
It was very good. I mean, I'll tweet some of the pictures actually for food that we actually took from there. So for starters, we had some salmon. I'll call it the way we call it. Salmon.
Salmon.
With salmon favorite. And strawberry and some like ginger concoction of some sort.
Oh, interesting.
The chef didn't even know what he cooked for us. So it was like, what do I feel like? And then for mains, we had duck. There was duck. There was braised. Let me get this right.
braised
T-bone
man.
On the. Yes, deboned. Leg of lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Braised T-bone with a deboned leg of lamb.
Yeah, dude.
It's like a lot of protein, man.
Well, there you go. Out. Perfect for you.
I know, but it's like it's a
he needs to lose weight.
It's problem. You said we won't talk about that anymore.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we
you didn't
did?
Read the email.
Did I promise?
Well, you know, it's unprofessional.
What? To talk about you being fat.
Okay. Moving on. Sky dining. Lunch in the sky. Because we can't keep giving, like, we're not giving the stuff away, okay? We're not giving free stuff. Pigalle did not invite me for lunch.
Uh-oh.
So anyway, if you want a different experience and you want to take somebody hot on you, you might be in the dating game. I don't know.
Are you single, by the way?
I am. Huh? Unapologetically.
Oh, wow.
So I'm taking notes right now.
Really?
Yeah. See where my next date's at.
No, hold on. Don't say as if you are being taken there. You might have to be taking somebody. Things have changed, girl.
That is true.
You wanted 50-50. You wanted equality.
Oh,
so
here it is.
I hope you're listening.
Equality
you might
means
something.
That I at least bring my wallet out and offer to pay.
Oh, no.
Oh, and the guy must say, no, I insist. Please let me.
No, not gonna happen.
That's what gentlemen do, and that's
with
what
that
we're
kind
all
of
about.
Accent. Please let me. I insist.
Oh, stop.
No, rubbish.
So,
we're in
so
Africa.
Sky, if let's say you know you're
sky
on the
diving.
Black Life,
you,
right?
Hang on, you know what? We're talking about sky dining.
Wait, can we?
We're talking
can
sky. Okay.
Can I like finish my mojo? Can I get my Mac on? Hey.
Okay.
Can I get my LL
right
on? You know, LL cool. Can I get my LL on?
My mother's watching you, dog.
Oh no.
My mom's watching you.
Oh, okay.
She's right here.
Is my mom's?
Her mom.
Hello, mom.
My mom's.
Oh, yeah, mom. Yeah. Her mom.
All right, so get your
message.
I want to watch you crash and burn. Go on.
Yeah. So
it's gonna be fine. I hope you're listening, everybody.
Wait.
Another time to turn up your.
No, he's forgotten what he was going to say.
Wait for it.
He's got a very short attention span.
So,
as you know,
obviously this is Black Life, and you know, brothers love themselves some,
No, some white deck. Gold.
Oh, yeah, oh, now that you mentioned it, yeah, you know, yeah. Would you like, you know, so if a brother walked up to you and said, hey, Sky, I see you. I see
yeah,
you.
Yeah. What's yeah? the problem?
Are we going to, well, like, mean, can we, like, can we, like, kick it, you know, like, you know?
Totes.
Really?
Totes.
All right. Now that we've all witnessed some easy, not some easy, BC.
Oh, here
you know,
we go.
These black guys. All, I'm sorry, you black guys all look the same, man.
I think he's people, blushing. I'm not sure.
You black people all look the same. I can't tell you apart. Anyway. I gotta give a shout out to the people who are listening earlier. And Kaya says, my gran, because she's like hit us up on WeChat. And you can,
hey, Kaya.
Too,
right?
Kaya says, my gran is from Lisikisiki in the Eastern Cape, and her family survived from dacha farming. They got their education from that and went on to become civil servants, teachers, and nurses, contributing towards the growth of this country. Free the herb! I'm with you, Kaya. Let's
free the herb.
Free the herb. Free the herb. And of course, Henko did not like the Mariah Carey song. He said that was a gag song. Well, I don't know if you're the target market.
Well, you're cock, Inko.
Inko, you're not the target market. Next time, yeah, we'll play, man, something
go
else.
Home. No, that's it. Where's home?
Right. Like, Inko spends money. Like, look how many, like, WhatsApps he's done. So it's okay.
Yeah. Is this on WeChat?
So, Mizzy, my darling, this whole corrupt and beautiful country of ours is so very racist still. Whether people are upfront about it or be backstabbing bitches about it, 70% of these Neanderthals are still racist. You know what? Well, you know, that's not even for us.
Yeah. How do you, like, tweet us on our show? Like, so Mizzy's gone, man.
I think he did that earlier. Don't make Henko tweet again. He sounds angry.
Please. Yeah. Please. Go home, Henko.
All right. So, Sky, if you are interested in going on a date with a gentleman, you can take them to Sky Dining, and you can say they named this after me because it is, I won't say so high, that's a wrong
it is fitting. It's the sky's the limit, right?
Because the sky's the limit, it's up there, blah blah blah.
But I don't get to hold, do I get to hold your hand and, like, you know, because we're for all dear cranked life, up,
because
you know?
You're like 50 meters in the sky.
Are you afraid of heights?
Crank. Oh yeah. No,
but
no,
you
no.
wouldn't
no.
want to do that in winter, no. Surely have they got,
not really, they've got blankets,
fire going.
Blow smoke.
Blow
the
smoke up your ass.
Yeah, that's what most boys do anyway.
Yeah. So you get a double
so. Double whammy.
Okay, let's not go there then.
No, let's not.
Okay, so let's give them some style tips because it's Urban Warrior on Saturday, and we're going to continue with that chat in a few moments. In fact, before we go any further, it's actually time to talk about what's happening tonight with the Jeep. We're having the Jeep launch.
The Renegade!
Renegade! So if you are in the area, make sure that you come out here. And,
to where? Where's here? 18 Vessels?
You tell them.
Cliff Central, 18 Vessels Road. And that's in Rivonia, Sunning Hill, Rivonia.
Rivonia.
Opposite Browns.
Opposite Browns, near the Grand. Anybody, you know, I think let's give landmarks, you know. I'm just saying, like, you know, if we just keep up, you know, the Grand. So come to the Grand, phone us from there. Black Life, we've got you. We'll send you a location. Send location. Scus, are you joining us for the Renegade?
Totally. I believe they have amazing food at the Grand. So we're here.
We're talking, like, about the launch of a Jeep thing.
Oh, totally. I'll be there.
We're talking about our dates. You see, we've
they
gone.
They do have,
like,
amazing,
you know,
food at the Grand. They do have. Well, that's
apparently. That's what they all say.
That's what I heard.
Well, that's what I've heard you say there.
Yes.
How dare you? Oh, yeah. I'm a gentleman. Never in my life. I don't know what you're talking about.
Apparently all the boys go there for the food anyway.
Yeah, no, we always
go there for the food.
This is what I hear.
Dumisha actually invited me the first and last time I was actually there.
What?
And now that he's getting a girl.
Wait. We'll talk about that later. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
It has been locked away from the eyes of the world. Chained, never to be released. But now, it wants to get out. Stay tuned to Cliff Central weekdays to find out how you can unleash the Jeep Renegade. Find hidden codes and videos posted by Jeep SA, and you could win Jeep Renegade prizes, as well as become the person to single-handedly unleash the Jeep Renegade upon the shores of South Africa. Are you renegade enough?
I'm a renegade, I just hit the ground running.
Visit unleashrenegade.co.za to find out. T's and C's apply.
Okay. He gone messed it up.
We just got in a little bit of trouble there. Well, that was great.
What party was this that you were referring to?
What party? What? I don't know what you're talking about, Monica.
Okay, so a party is at the Grand. It's not a renegade party. It's Dumisho's party to send him off officially as a daddy-to-be to a baby.
What
baby are you going to get? Like a...
what kind of baby?
A hermaphrodite. So Dumisho's hermaphrodite.
Ah, don't say that. Yes. My wife is listening. She's going to... you up.
Yeah, nah. So Dumisho's party is at the Grand. Yes.
Why would my party be at the Grand? I mean, like I just said, my wife is listening. What the hell's wrong with you?
Hermaphrodite,
man?
Party. It's a hermaphrodite party. Yes.
I'm not going to talk about those
things. It's all gone south.
Yeah, it's all gone south. A long time ago. When Neil walked in here, we were like, oh,
when
no.
When Neil walked in here, we were like,
oh, no.
Someone's in trouble.
Like, really? We can't get it right.
Oh,
not one day. No. Okay, anyway, so it's a private party. I'm sorry.
He shouts at you. How's this guy shouting at you with a smile? He's like, no.
Okay, we didn't tell anyone the time, so nobody's going to pitch.
What? The one that smiles at you? So he'll fire you and smile at you.
I don't mind.
No.
Give me that.
That's terrifying.
Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me, man. But anyway, so it's a
and
private
client is
sorry,
in the house.
It's a private party, but you're invited if you come on Twitter.
Yeah, and you're
but you
fine.
Know what I say, guys? I don't know. Look, Neil, I hope you're still listening, and Klein. You know, this is Black Life, so Black people are listening. You
out
know,
of order.
If I tell you about my wedding,
he's trying to justify
if I
what
tell
he's
Kirsty
saying, right?
About my wedding, and I invite her, and you're listening, you're allowed to come.
Yeah,
Means you're invited. Yeah,
means you're invited. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So,
by the way, Sky, I like the fringe.
Oh, thanks. I'll stop.
They're called bangs. They're called bangs.
But no, he's right. But he noticed before you did.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
And I love the
brownie points. Yeah,
thank you. Awesome.
Okay.
Mommy, we love... anyway, we'll just keep
so
moving.
So talking about this weekend, right, with the Urban Warrior, what's the dress code? Because we're about to get into style tips.
Dress
well,
khaki.
I mean, if you're going to be running around...
Dress khaki. Dress like a farmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
you
a boer.
You wanted to be one.
Dress like a boer.
We need panel shirts.
Hey,
black combs tucked in your socks.
Dress like boers. This is going to end badly.
Yeah.
Kill that boer. Kill that farmer. And then
oh
the next thing.
Oh,
am
no.
I even allowed to say
oh.
that?
Dumisho, you're going south, eh? You're
no, I'm just chanting a song.
According
that
to your
there,
standards.
Which is a
which
horrible
is very
song.
Low.
It's terrible. They should criminalize that song. Okay?
Sure.
I think I've done my bit of...
Okay, getting back to dress code. This is a black... event, so you got to dress
black tie khaki.
The style, black tie khaki.
You got to wear a two tone khaki outfit with a bow tie.
No, that's not black. No, sorry.
And short socks.
You know what? One essential item, though, and I've noticed, and that the two of you are rocking this today, is ankle swag. The two of you have got the most incredible flair on your socks right now. This is so great. I wish you all could see it. Is that like a thing now? Is that what guys are doing?
Yeah.
You don't know.
And my favorite dude, skinny boots. Skinny boots.
Yeah, Dumisho's wearing a Dumisho skinny boot.
It's called the Masha.
The Masha.
You have a sock named after you.
This very sock. This sock right here.
Yeah. That one.
Someone take a picture.
That is a sexy sock.
The smelly socks.
We got to tweet the Masha. Except I don't know if Dumisho can
hold your position.
No, he can't.
Position.
He's shaking. Okay, try and leave the leg. Look. That foot is shaking.
Do you want me to go standing up?
Yeah. How long can you do that?
I don't know. You know, I used to watch a lot of Jean-Claude.
Not very long. Not very long.
Oh, here it is. This is going to be fun.
He's got to pick up his pants.
This is definitely going
on. Hey, that's impressive.
That is amazing.
Look, he's
got
dying.
His foot up.
Keep it up.
He's concentrating.
Flashing that ankle swag.
If we go off air, it's because Dumisho fell over.
He's breaking a sweat from just lifting one of his legs.
If people could see Monabisi doing that.
Yeah, I show you Karate Kid. Daniel-san. That's karate.
So
yeah.
Show us Monabisi. Show us New Metro. Show us New Metro.
I'll put it like perpendicular, not like sliding down.
Perpendicular
slanting.
To the angle of the...
There we go. Yeah.
So much talk. So much talk.
Okay. A lot of
so
talk.
Just to officially now like
we're
announce
about
it,
Urban Warrior.
There is no party tonight.
We've announced that. We moved on.
Go home.
Urban Warrior? Who's is it by invite only as well?
It's by invite only, yes. Kirsten had to select. So because you didn't crack it, you know. Kirsten selected.
I'm actually busy that day. Sorry.
Really, eh?
Shame, man. I make it. Sorry, guys.
You need to go training.
No,
so
I'm actually with the NCPYB.
Oh.
We're coming up with strategies to help people like you, one of us.
Right. Oh, well, you pay like 100,000 rand to be part of this organization, and then they still want more money from you.
if you got it, anyway, you know.
So whilst we'll be living the life that PYB would like all the darkies
don't
to live,
on,
right?
On national radio.
Huh? Right?
Don't do that.
No? So whilst we'll be doing all the fun things that PYB would like to, you know,
we're doing
do,
a lot of fun things, but we can't always do fun things. I mean, sometimes we have to do things that are responsible and that, right, that help the country move forward. Right. So while you guys are having fun, we're going to be making sure that the lights are kept on.
Okay. All right. Anyway. No, we'll definitely
so let's talk
be
about Urban
fun.
Warrior. We spoke about the dress code. What kind of cars will people be driving, by the way?
I think most of them are Isuzus.
4x4.
4x4.
4x4s.
Okay.
And a lot of mud going to be happening, I believe.
It's going to be like this show. A lot of mud slinging.
Mud slinging. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Except a little dirtier.
Of course, awesome. One of these is going to be there. So there's going to be a lot of mud slinging.
I love you. Love you. Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I like it.
4x4 extreme driving, which is pretty cool, I think. Most
then,
of the guys
and
are
then
excited.
Like lots of gun shooting.
Then you go off and learn how to shoot.
This feels like a redneck convention.
Does, hey.
Only for black people.
Well, you know, we're going on an urban warrior thing. Yeah, what we're going to do is drive a couple of trucks in the mud, and then we're going to shoot each other with assault rifles.
No.
That's what we're going to do.
No.
What
that's
you
pretty good.
No, you're like degrading our event, please.
That's how it sounds.
No,
we're
no.
We're going to shoot
no,
assault rifles no. and drug,
Kirsten,
drive
please
trucks
just tell him what else we'll be doing. That's
okay,
so
we're
cool.
going to go and cuddle elephants, and a redneck would never do that.
Oh, then we're
going
to go cuddle elephants. Before, after we shoot them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
And we've got two guys who are running this thing. One is Grant McCleary, and he's SA's only multiple champion on 2 and 4 wheels.
What?
So he's, I mean, he's...
So we're in for a treat.
He's a dude, seriously. Okay. And we're he's an advanced driving and riding instructor and a firearm instructor. Sure. And then Chris Prinsloo is also an accredited firearm range instructor. Hmm. And he's a conservationist and a trustee on the Rhino Revolution anti-poaching campaign. So,
okay.
So it's like, it's really above board and pretty cool. So actually, what we're going to probably... If we have any targets, there'll be poachers. You know, so
you have pictures of poachers.
Shooting poachers and not the animals themselves.
All right. Yes. So this is, you're getting, again, we're getting ourselves into a lot of trouble. As you know, a lot of poachers are not from this country. They're from Mozambique.
Okay.
So we're going to, I mean, after all the xenophobic violence, you're going to be shooting pictures of? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Of poachers.
We're just going to shoot targets.
Targets.
That, like bull's eyes and things like that, okay? Not actual bull's eyes, but the phrase, bull's eye, you understand?
Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean. Let's keep it, because, you know, we don't want, like, that was like a Rails Relatini statement right there.
Really?
Yes.
That's so
we're going to
cool.
be shooting poachers. I mean, come on. You're going to get us into trouble.
Pictures
here.
Of poachers. Come on.
We're not shooting any pictures of poachers or anything like that. We're going to be shooting targets.
And being men.
And being men.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
eating too much protein and...
Meat and beer.
Meat and beer. This sounds like an amazing... You know what you guys must do? You must have a big screen there because I noticed that it ends at around 3, right?
Yeah.
That's about the time that the game is going to start.
Oh. Which game?
Well, any old game.
Rugby, football.
There's rugby, there's football. It's a big day for men. Saturday. I know it's a big day for me. Those are the days when I hope my wife has something urgent to do for the whole day. And well into the night. Because then I can start with a little bit of rugby. Because that's New Zealand, Super Rugby. Then New mm-hmm. Zealand or Australia. Then watch soccer. Then watch English soccer. Then go back to the rugby. Then go back to more soccer. It's an amazing day.
Wow.
And drink lots of beer and eat meat.
I live with someone like you.
Really?
Yeah.
How good for you. Oh, congratulations. You did good, gal.
That's why I do lots of other things on a Saturday.
All right. Well, it's now time at this time of the day. We always talk about style tips. So today's style tips is customize your shirts and suits with bespoke suits. Design your own bespoke shirt, and that means you can monogram your initials on the cuffs or pockets, select contrasting fabric for the inner collars and inner cuffs, choose from 26 different collar styles. This is too much, really. And then, like, there's 4,000 finest quality Italian and French fabrics. These are for men who love themselves, ne? I would follow right hard, right?
Yeah. So are you still, like, suit sponsored as well?
Always.
Really?
Never end. Yeah.
Let's talk about cufflinks. I mean, is that a thing now? Yeah. Is it? It's coming back into fashion, isn't
it? It never really left. It's sort of like the pocket chief. You know, a lot of people think that the pocket chief comes and goes, but the pocket chief never really left. If you think about it, neither has cufflinks. It's just a matter of preference. For a time, men might feel that, you know, we're not going to do cuffs for now. for this month.
How many men do you know are able to put their own cufflinks on?
You're looking at one right now. Okay. I can't speak for the other men.
Two of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just two out of.
So you're quite proficient cufflink.
Yeah. You know, we're regular cufflink wearers.
It's actually a moment. I take time to actually put my cufflinks on.
You choose the right cufflink first, and right?
It's got to be. They come with the mood as well. So it's almost like, well, women selecting underwear.
Yeah.
I think that's the clearest.
Or handbags, I would say. Handbags. I think that's the closest thing.
Yeah.
Because
like underwear is underwear, right?
Well, I don't know.
Depends on who you're going out with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I must say, there's cufflinks that I have which are engraved, so my initials, and then there's just, you know, obviously some of the brand names as well. So it depends also like where you're going. So like if you're going for a board meeting, then you want to turn it up. You know, you want to, you know, show those little finer details to say, guys,
a little bit of flair.
Oh, there we go.
Well, watches are married. Similar.
We're not family, right, guys? Are we like family? Can we like?
Aren't you married already? Did you just have a daughter? You know what happened?
Why you gotta?
Oh, you're a Goonie, so you
he's
can
ambitious.
Have multiple
he's
wives.
Yeah, there we go.
You know?
There you go. Debbie, spoken to your first wife about that though.
No need to.
Because
King Goodwill is
he's not
sorted
happy
me out
about that. Yeah. He's like, you know, you gotta. Why do we have to speak to our first wife? If I want another wife, I must just go get one.
Yeah.
And introduce her when we arrive. Baby,
exactly.
This is my new wife.
Exactly.
Dude, isn't one enough?
Do you really want me to answer that? Do you really?
No.
Want
they're
me
just
they're
ignoring my question. Maybe.
I'm looking at Kirsten because Kirsten's giving me the side eye. You know? Say, I know your wife.
But why can't it work both ways? Why can't she go and get another husband?
I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know if that would work personally.
I don't know if that would work.
I don't know if that would work because I think
one
I think
is enough.
I think for a woman, you know, a woman. Generally, and I'm generalizing, and you know, ladies, feel
why
free
are you speaking
to
speak on behalf of women. Speak on behalf of women.
No, I'm interested. We're listening.
Yeah, you got my attention now.
You know?
Women generally prefer to keep it to one man. I mean, I think they can only handle one man at a time, generally. That's what I've realized.
Yeah, you guys are a handful.
No, I think that most women need at least three men because three will generally make up a whole.
Really? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Three.
Well, you know,
there's room to elaborate here.
Men don't have all the things, you know, or they don't want to give all the things. So,
but three.
Yeah.
So one to listen to all of your problems.
Okay.
One who's gonna
like a gay best friend.
I could go with that.
Yeah,
that's really
cool. I
agree. Like, it's a sex thing that I'm like, okay, let's stop it there because you wanted someone to listen.
Yeah.
So we got you someone to listen. You wanted someone to
fix
help
all the
you.
Things.
Fix all the things.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to fix all the things.
Yeah.
That's his job.
It's just some handy guys.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And most men who listen can't fix stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're kind of different types of men.
They're kind of different types of men. So my as your first husband, my initial why I'm here is all the sex you want at any time you call me. I'm there.
I knew he was going to go there.
That's my job, okay?
And maybe
one or two other things, you know. And then the other guys, like the guy who can buy you as many handbags as you want.
That's nice.
His job.
And shoes.
Yeah.
That's it, though. Because that's his mandate.
That's good.
I got the sex thing covered. Because that's what I said I'd do. Then it's fine. Have as many husbands
as you
want.
Okay, I see what the issue is here. You guys don't mind if we have as many males in our lives as possible. But only one of you is allowed to
do the gangbang.
That's really like what we're talking about. Because like at the end of the day, right? You don't want to like get home and be particularly like you're feeling like you... Let me just put it out there.
You're in the mood.
You're in the mood, right?
Mm.
And then the wife is like, because you usually get that already with just one husband.
Yeah.
I've got a headache. It's been a tough day. Yeah. You weren't romantic enough, blah, blah. But now there's another one. You know I was with...
Zmang Mang.
Yeah. Vusi.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mavusan.
Or with Jason. Because now we know we're going into Asia. You know I was with Jason. And you know Jason, he thrashes me. Right now, I'm you know, I can't do that. I'm
exhausted.
Worn out.
Yeah.
Jason is a 23-year-old who wants to go for 5 rounds. So I'm sorry, darling. That would really disappoint
me. But isn't it true that the more you get, the more you want? Isn't practice make perfect?
I don't think so. No, it's not true.
Sure. Okay, no. I have an apology. Guys, we have to apologize, okay?
No, you have to apologize.
No. Listen,
you were the one.
Henko
me
came
and Henko
back.
Are
like,
tight.
He's
oh, no.
Back now.
With
oh,
a vengeance.
No.
Yeah,
Henko
long message.
Uh-oh.
He's like, dudes. Except for that song, I love listening to Black Life. It's an awesome show. My question is just this to you guys. If we legalize weed, Tumisho, you'll have to run this because you, Tumisho's high
before
today.
You got here.
Just by the way, let's just drop it in there that he's higher than a tree trunk. So
I'm always high on the
continue
Holy Spirit.
Reading what Henko's saying because you started a fire, boy.
I'm going to continue reading
because
Morabis is mildly dyslexic.
Boy.
My question is just this to you guys. If we legalize weed, wouldn't that create a precedent for this kind of behavior? Next, people Dimisha's will start behavior. Saying legalize street racing, then we will not be arrested for it anymore, etc. It's like that court case that just finished, the assisted death that has been granted. Now people from all over are going to start going to court for assisted death. Well, here's the point, Henko.
He's not finished.
No, that was it.
No, this is the next one. You say get the Meerkat streaming app on your Android and stream. Okay, I'm very far from in studio. Shizzy.
We are glasses.
For Shizzy. Like, we want you to show us that sock pose.
All right, dude.
He wants to see the ankle swell.
We like Henko.
Okay,
that's cool.
You can put it on Periscope.
Can we give a shout out to Henko?
Henko, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
What up, Henko?
Yeah. I was still explaining. Yeah. Can I just explain?
Are you single, Henko? Let us know if you're single.
Because Sky is here.
Oh, Sky is here. Maybe Sky will ask you out on a date.
But there's going to be Lawala paid.
We want Lawala on this show.
And I worked it out on the Lobola calculator.
How much? Too much.
I don't want to say it on air. I don't want to put people off. I got to keep my options open.
Really? Wait, wait. Don't tell us how many cows, but tell us. Okay. So maybe it's to see if I can figure it out. So tell us your criteria. Like, why you must have all those cars. You are?
Okay, well they asked you...
She's clever. She's sexy.
If I'm educated.
She's blonde.
Clever is not it.
She's got the fringe.
I'm educated. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I got the bag.
Because there's a difference between being clever and being educated. We don't want that's the clever true. Wife. We
oh, no, no. I'm not a smart ass.
Okay. So you're educated.
Not always.
You
I'm
have
educated.
A wife.
I don't have kids and I'm single.
No, wait.
So
wait.
That was in the
you have a what? You're educated. We're still at a degree of what?
Yeah. A degree.
A BA.
BA in psychology and communications.
So you struggle to feed 4 people. You have a BA.
He's cracking my joke.
You're not better than a pizza.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
BA
so you have a BA. Okay?
You learn quickly.
That's
don't.
At least one cow.
Let's
just one cow. Okay.
Oh, come on. I've done courses and things and stuff.
Next, she's super clever.
We don't want the clever. We've established. Okay. I don't have kids.
You don't have kids, yeah. Which is good. So yeah. We can say you're a virgin.
Yes. Okay. We can say that.
No, we can say it. Like with like.
We
authority.
Can say lots of things okay. on radio.
That's two.
Uncensored.
Three. Come on.
Three. I got a tiny waist. I don't know if that counts good or bad. But that was one of the criteria actually.
Tiny waist, but it's about the badonkadonk.
That's true.
Are you packing in the
back? I've got a white girl's ass. I won't lie.
Really?
Yeah, it's not much going on there. Yeah, unfortunately.
I see trees are green.
Okay, I tell you what.
I'm angry.
We can surgically change that. Kim Kardashian. So it's fine. So we'll work
now on. I'm getting surgery.
And then what's the next one?
I can't remember the next one.
Okay, but you know what? 4 is pretty good so
I thought
far.
So.
Okay.
That's like 20 cows. I go for 20 cows.
Right? That's not bad.
I go for 20 cows.
Oh, you know what you forgot though? And this is really important because there's got to be a cow for granny. There's
okay,
got to be a cow for grandma.
Right.
There's got to be a cow for anybody who helped raise you outside of... Oh, there's got to be a cow for mommy as well.
Oh, my goodness. A village helped raise me.
Yo! We just scored the lotto here. Claps once. We're leaving. Drops mic.
Claps!
All right.
Just saying.
But what's the biggest amount that you know of in cows that is being paid in Lobola?
Well, that's a good question. $1 million for...
How many cows is that?
I don't know. I mean, you know.
Depends on the cow. Maybe.
Well, the minimum that the king wants for his daughters is 3,000 cows.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Because then he reckons that you'll think twice when you want to divorce any of these
No.
That's
minimum. You know, you can get some or all those cows back if the divorce was her, like... Her
if
fault.
It was her fault,
yeah.
You get your car.
Okay, alright.
Like, she went out and got a Vussie and a Jason and a Mark and whatever. Just because you weren't listening.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And these guys
right.
went past their mandate. We said we're okay if Jason, Mark, or whatever listens, one does the handiwork, but right. No. Mark had to overstep by having sex.
Scope
creep.
That's
it.
Please, unacceptable.
Give me my 3,000 cars back.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Well, we got to get out of here. It's been fun having you guys around. And don't forget, this weekend, it is the Black Urban Warrior Experience. Only if you've been invited. Tonight is the we're launching or
unleash
the renegade.
But you're not invited.
But if you're not invited, you can watch from outside.
Don't
come. We've got a gate.
You can watch from the ground.
Where we have bars so you can see. You can watch from the grand. It's around the corner. We've got to get out of here.
I think we'll stream live from the grand today. Don't come here. Awesome. Don't come.
All right. That's it from us.
Cliffcentral.com.